Lesson 9C, Exercise 5. 1.
Welcome, listeners. In Money Box today, we will be talking about Mark Doyle, the moneyless man, and debating his tips for better living. Although Mark has now returned to the monetary world, he strongly believes that we should all cut down on our endless consumption of consumer goods. His first suggestion is, if you want to buy something, don't. First, have a look at websites such as Freecycle and Freegal, where people post things they no longer need. You will be amazed at what people don't want. Secondly, if you want new clothes, organise a clothes swap with friends and neighbours. You will be surprised at how well they can work. Try to be more self-sufficient. Grow fruit and vegetables in pots or in your garden, and get hens for eggs. But Mark's top tip? Install a composting toilet. It saves money, water, and the environment. Now, how realistic do we think these proposals are? Here in the audience we have...
2.
Have you read this article? What do you think of these people who live without money?
It's quite impressive, isn't it? I know I couldn't do it.
Impressive? I think it's a joke. In fact, what they are doing is living off people who do earn and spend money.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it? My feeling is that people are entitled to their beliefs and to decide how they want to live.
No, they aren't. Not if they're criticising the rest of us for our beliefs and the way we live.
OK, but they do have a point. I mean, only the other day you were saying how we are being overcharged by banks and energy companies. And I think you're right. They do overcharge.
Yes, well, that's true. I suppose I'm just annoyed at all the things they suggest we do in order to avoid spending money. As far as I'm concerned, I haven't got the time to grow tomatoes on the balcony, or look after a chicken, or drive halfway across the country to look at someone's second-hand fridge. I need things now, and I need them fast.
But isn't that part of it? That modern life is so manic and work-driven that we don't have time to enjoy it.
3.
In a year, the average US citizen consumes 125 kilos of meat, uses 288 kilos of paper, and uses energy equivalent to 7.8 metric tons of oil. Compared to just 45 years ago, these figures have increased by more than a third. In my view, this tells us how unsustainable our consumer society is. If we look back into history, we find that the birth of the consumer society is very recent. For centuries, no one spent a significant amount of time or resources on shopping for goods produced far from home. Before the Industrial Revolution in America and most of Europe in the 19th century, the vast majority of the population lived in the countryside and worked in agriculture. Clothing and possessions were extremely limited and made in the same village. It is undeniable that at that time there was little money and few things to buy. Therefore, there was no such thing as a consumer. And until very recently, people valued their leisure time far more than earning more money.